Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Weeds are designed to take advantage of an opening, and when pastures are not properly managed, weeds can take root. Now is the time to combat early weeds on grasslands, targeting the biennials like musk, plumeless, and bullthistle, common mullein, along with annuals like kochia and mare's tail. SDSU Extension Weed Ecology Field Specialist Greg Reichs explains early pasture weeds must be actively growing for effective herbicide control.
If we're going to apply a herbicide, make sure the temperatures are the right conditions. We'd like to be above 60 degrees for our highs for several days before and after the application. And our lows should also be over 40 degrees, ideally at night.
The objective with this early herbicide application is to control the weeds while they're still small.
2,4-D is often good enough on smaller weeds like that are in the rosette stage. So when things start to grow and produce a stalk and get to closer towards flowering, then we may have to bring in some of our more expensive options like Tordon that are also, you know, persist longer.
Reichs reports control of perennial weeds such as Canada thistle, leafy spurge, and yellow toadflax is best timed in early summer as the plants set bloom. The heavier hitting herbicides such as Tordon and Milestone are good, but they will take out desirable forbs as well.
Plateau might be one to consider, for especially for leafy spurge, for people wanting to keep their forbs intact. So that one, there's many forbs that are tolerant to that.
Sound grazing management, along with a fall herbicide spray, are also strategies for weed control in grasslands. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.